The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
All right, I had a really great show planned, and I still have a really great show planned. I think it's an even better show now. Because just before 8 o'clock, I was made aware, and I want to thank the folks at Wisconsin Media Check, wismediacheck.com, for pointing this out to me. They actually have a piece on this. You can also find the video that I'm about to discuss at the Jerry Bader Show Hub. That's jerrybadershow.com. It's revamped. You find everything there. And it keeps Jason busy during the day, which is good. He does a great job with it. Jason is basically maintaining that page, and he's doing a very good job with it. And you can find the Bader blog there right now with this video. But don't go look at it or listen to it right now, because I'm going to play some of it for you. And this is near and dear to Jason, who's an alum of UW-Whitewater. I just, as soon as I saw this, I thought, of course. Did you have any of this crap like this when you were there? Do you remember any of this liberal indoctrination that I'm about to share? You don't. I remember a little bit at Oshkosh, and that was 30-some years ago. This is a story that occurred on Tuesday. It happened in a class called, it's a gen ed class. Everyone knows what that is, right? General education, those are the courses before you get in your major, in your discipline. Philosophy that I slept through, you know, so on. General Education 130, Individual and Society. Here's the course description in the catalog. It examines how people influence and are affected by their social worlds from the perspectives of anthropology, psychology, sociology, and women's studies. Okay. That's what this is supposed to be a course about. First, it sounds like an easy C for a kid who's, it does. I can see that right now. There was a guest lecturer on Tuesday. The guest lecturer was invited to speak by faculty member Monique Liston. Monique Liston is co-founder of All Black Everything, an organization that provides educational and activist opportunities for youth and adults concerning African Americans in the city of Milwaukee. She invited Ian Biddle Sr. Who is he? He's the current political and organizing director for CEIU Local 150, Service Employees International Union, among the most liberal unions out there. They are the worst of the worst. He's liberal? Jason listened to the audio and saw the video. He can't, really? This guy's a lib? So this guy starts speaking. And because sometimes God does smile on us conservatives, University of Whitewater freshman Kyle Brooks was there. He's secretary for the UW-Whitewater College Republicans. Right after the guy attributed Walker's victory to racist white voters, he started rolling what was probably his iPhone, I'm guessing, or something like that. And he videotaped this bleep clown during this guy's entire speech. I have picked out four things, and I want you to understand, this is a college class that you just heard me read the course description. It has nothing to do with politics. I mean, not directly. Politics comes into play, of course. But he tackles four areas and understands something. By the way, Kyle then shared this with the Campus Reform website. And I'll say this now and I'll say it again. Campus Reform, which goes after this kind of thing, reached out numerous times to UW-Whitewater and has not received a return of any kind on their request for comment. That's what's called being in full pucker mode. And that's what they're in right now. And they're hoping, well, this is a little website. Nobody's going to notice it. Wrong! So he tackles four areas: white rage, voter rights, a hatred of public education, and Act 10 hurting the economy. In this first cut, he basically, this is where he's blaming racism for the 2010 victory of Republicans nationally, I would guess, but specifically Scott Walker in Wisconsin.
The context of 2010 was white rage, to be honest with you. White people having to pay for health care, blacks and browns and gays, racism with the first black president. Like, you saw a bunch of American Pie hatred just bubble up, where folks started voting against their own interests. Where you had white, blue-collar males voting for Walker, even though Walker's policies are not for blue-collar white males. Because he was feeding into this anti-Milwaukee, anti-progress, anti-humanist movement that was really being funded. And we thought it was being funded by grassroots right white radicals, right? No, Koch brothers, corporations, rich people. Confusing people, scaring people, scaring the elderly about Medicare, Medicaid changes due to the Affordable Care Act. This all type of nonsense going on that I saw up close and personal, you know, working in campaigns.
Again, this is a lecturer in a college course where I think most kids wouldn't think this had anything to do with politics. But now he says a bunch of crap there. The one I want to address is, so you had blue-collar white guys voting for Scott Walker when it was against their self-interest. No, it's not. He wants to create a lot of manufacturing jobs, and that helps blue-collar white guys. But again, this is just liberal indoctrination invited in to the college campus, to the classroom, by a faculty member. Then he moves on to voters' rights. Listen to this.
Nothing was being talked about. You guys saw your voter rights being attacked. Now all of a sudden your college IDs aren't enough. You need more IDs to vote, college students. Because you're a liar. You're lying about living here and going to school here. That's what they said. But it's really because they didn't want college students to vote, because physically young college voters vote democratically. Then they changed the primary date. The primary used to be in September. Now they're in August. Why? School's not in session.
That's just it's all a lie. But that last part in particular is a lie. Why was it moved up to August? See, this gets lost. Why was it moved up to August? To give more time for a general election debate. So you know who the two candidates are in a U.S. Senate race, such as we had in 2012, and others. That's why it was moved up. Not so kids can't vote at home? The hell does that mean? It's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Then he says Scott Walker sowed the seeds of hatred for public education.
And now you see people hating public education, education reform. Now you see the expansion of voucher schools for rich families.
Lie.
Now you see public dollars going into private schooling for people who can already afford it.
Lie.
At the same time, you see Republicans cutting back on unemployment. And that's a national thing, too. Not extending unemployment benefits, making you wait a week before those benefits kick in. Making it more invasive of them to basically say, to deny you those rights.
And then he gets to Act 10 and how it's hurting Wisconsin's economy.
Basically hurt the economy through the collective bargaining bill. Wisconsin's lagging in job growth. He's nowhere close to creating 250,000 jobs. And these are facts. This has nothing to do with my partisan lens. These
right.
These are just facts of the reality of what we live in, right?
Right. These are just facts. This is not my partisan leanings. So you have a faculty member at University of Wisconsin-Whitewater who invited this guy in. He's from the SEIU, guest lecturer, claims American values are rooted in division, racism, sexism, classism. It's a freshman-level general education course. No alternative viewpoints were offered. This is the battle that we face with public education at every level. He wonders why people are turning against public education. Because liberal hacks like you are invited into the classroom with no opposing viewpoint. And do you know how much it costs to send your kid to college today? I happen to know that. Because I am footing the bill to some degree for my kids, and I'm guaranteeing some of their loans. We don't want to pay for this crap. Now, University of Whitewater, I think, has a responsibility to stop hiding and answer questions. Will the mainstream media, including some that listen to this show, will the mainstream media now start calling them out? But here's the question I have for you. This guy's not a faculty member, so you can't do anything to him. He's a guest lecturer. He was invited to this class by Monique Liston, co-founder of All Black Everything, an organization that provides educational and activist opportunities for youth and adults concerning African Americans in the city of Milwaukee. The university, again, did not respond to repeated requests for comments from Campus Reform in time for public education. Rather than just throw up our arms, throw up our hands in despair, what should be done with the faculty member responsible for this? I think she should be fired, and I'll tell you why I think it's that severe. I can make that case, but I think she should be fired. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 917.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.